I want to look here in Matthew chapter 1. Let's look here at verse 18. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen? I want to talk to you a little bit tonight out of that passage of Scripture about how he shall save his people from their sins. Amen? I don't know about you, but what I needed saved from wasn't hell. It was my sins, amen? It was my sins that was sending me to hell, amen? And that's what I needed to get saved from, amen? Boy, I tell you what, I like this passage of Scripture. I like that big old Jesus sitting up there, amen? Boy, I tell you what, I remember the first time I ever saw him, amen? Boy, when he was high and lifted up in my life, and I saw him, that he loved me and died for my sins, amen, and gave his life for me, amen. Boy, I tell you what, I can't explain. I don't have words tonight, amen. But to tell you what Jesus did in me, amen. I tell you what, he changed everything. There was nothing the same, amen. His blood was shed, amen, that my sins might be covered and taken away. All that blackness and all that sin, but God wiped it away in his precious blood, amen. Died on the cross on the crucifixion, amen. You know why? That he might deliver me from my sin, amen. That I might live the crucified life. You know what Paul said? He said that he was crucified with Christ, amen. It's already been done. Your sins is already took care of, amen. Boy, whether you're talking about getting saved or whether you're talking about living for God, amen, you already got the crucified life, amen. All you got to do is accept it, amen. All you got to do is decide you're going to live it, amen. Boy, I tell you what, allow him to live in you, amen. But boy, I want to say this tonight. He shall save his people from their sins. Boy, you know, the proclamation of God's word. Why did we need our sins took away? What about our sins? You know, the psalmist said this. He said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Boy, I tell you what, we was shapen in sin, amen. We was born into sin. We was born after Adam. Amen. And that's the sin that was in our life. But then not only the proclamation of God's word, but the practice of sin. Amen. You realize that you practice sin. Do you realize you practiced sin before you got saved? Amen. Boy, you loved it. Amen. You know what the Bible says? He said, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Amen. Boy, I tell you what, you ain't told no lies lately, have you? Amen. Boy, I bet you have. Amen. I can see you. Amen. Boy, I tell you, some of you look like you done been eating pickles tonight. Amen. Something's going on. You fell asleep, amen. One or the other. He saved me to last when everybody's asleep, amen. But boy, I tell you what, the practice of sin, you practice sin, you love sin. You know what? Then there's the penalty of sin, amen. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." Boy, I tell you what, we were under the penalty of sin. We needed to be delivered from sin, amen. And then not only the penalty, but the pollution of sin. There was an old black stain in our hearts, amen. We were polluted with sin. It was hanging off of us. It was all around us, amen. Boy, I tell you what, this old flesh on hanging on us, the devil without and the world around us, my friend, there was a great pollution of sin. And then I say this, there was the power of sin, amen. Boy, I tell you what, it was too strong for us. The flesh couldn't break it, amen. Boy, let me tell you what, sin, if you want to get wound up in it, it's pretty strong now, amen? But boy, I tell you what, the power of sin, we needed someone outside of ourselves. We needed someone greater than we are, amen? We needed somebody that was without sin,
Boy, I tell you what, I wish that was my water right there. Amen. Boy, I tell you, Jesus, He shall save His people from their sins. Boy, let me say tonight, He's the only one that could save us from the practice of sin. Amen. He's the only one that could save us from the penalty of sin, the pollution of sin, and the power of sin. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about tonight is that He shall save His people from their sins. Why was it Jesus? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask You now to bless tonight. Dear God, we need You, Father. Oh, God. Lord, we need You tonight, Lord, to speak to our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, I pray You'd draw us near, Lord, in this hour, dear Father, when we're leaving the old and coming into the new year, dear God. Lord, I pray, Father, You'd stir us up, Lord God. Help us to forget those things that are behind. And, Lord God, to look and to march toward the prize of the high calling. Oh, God, I pray You'd help us this coming year, Lord, to serve You with all our hearts. God, because of what You've done for us. And, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. As we look here, I want to say that He can save His people from their sins because of who He is. Amen. Boy, I want to tell you what. He was appointed by God, the only begotten Son of God. Amen. To come into this world and to die for our sins. Amen. He said, I am the door. Boy, I tell you what. There's a lot of parties I wanted to get away from. Amen. But I couldn't find the door. Amen. But boy, I tell you what. I needed to find the door. I remember when I was lost, amen, and without God and without hope, I couldn't find the door to get out, amen. And boy, I tell you what, Jesus Christ said, I am the door, amen. He showed me the door, amen. And I was able to get loose, amen, and get through the door of salvation. Boy, I tell you what, He'll save you because of who He is. Amen. Boy, that old blind man over there, He healed him over there in John chapter 9. He healed him and boy, He made him where he could see. And finally over there, he gets thrown out of the synagogue and Jesus goes to him and tells him who he is. And in chapter 10, He opens the door for him. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, He opened the door for me. Amen. He said, I am the door. Boy, I tell you what. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He can save people from their sins because of who He is. He can save people from their sins because of what He's done. Amen. Boy, I want to tell you what, before we could be saved, we had to have an atonement. Amen. We had to have a perfect lamb, a perfect sacrifice, boy, to deliver us from our sin. But He's the only one that met the match. Amen. He's the only one that was able. My friend, the Bible says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He's the only one, my friend, that could save us from our sins because of what He's done. Oh, He's the only one that could have died on the tree to pay for my sins. He's the only one that could have been crucified that would have meant anything, amen, about my sins. He's the only one that could give His life a ransom for many, amen. He's the only one, my friend, that was worthy to die for man's sins, amen. Boy, I tell you what, He's the only one. He's the only one that could have done it. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He's worthy to save people from their sins because of what He's done. Amen. Boy, I will tell you what, He's also worthy to save people. He's the only one that can save, amen, because of where He is. Brother, He didn't stay down, amen. He didn't stay there long. Boy, I tell you what, He's no longer in a babe in a manger, amen. He's no longer hanging on the tree. Let me tell you what, He marched down into hell, amen, and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. They came up victorious, amen, the third day according to the Scriptures. He resurrected, amen. It's because of where He is. Boy, there's no other that's ever done that, amen. There's no other that's ever paid the sin debt and suffered our sin and died and went into hell and delivered took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from Satan and come up from the grave. And now He said, place no other besides Jesus. Jesus, He shall save His people from their sins. Boy, I tell you what a name. Amen. Boy, if you could only trust Him tonight, if you're here tonight and you're not saved. Boy, old Peter, he stepped out of that old boat, amen. He got to walking on that water, and boy, all of a sudden he began to look, get his eyes off of Jesus, and to look around and began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me, amen. And the Lord reached down and pulled him up. And that's all you got to do, amen, is say, Lord, save me. Lord, save me, I'm dying, I'm sinking. And boy, I remember the day when I said, Lord, save me, amen. Boy, how He changed my heart and my life. He saved me from my sins. Boy, I tell you, my sins had me bound, amen. I couldn't get away from them. I couldn't get cut loose from them, amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, I tried to get away from that bottle and it. No way, amen. I tried to get away from them drugs and tried to get away from all those things. Said I'll never do it again, amen. Guess where I was at the next morning? I was right back in the same place, amen. Boy, because of those sins. Boy, the Apostle Paul, he said they've given Him a name which is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Boy, I won't tell you what. There's none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved but by the name of Jesus. I mean, He saves His people from their sins. The hymnists and the poets, they've all wrote about Him, amen. They've greatly used that name. It's a favorite name in song and praise. A sweetest name on seraph's song. Sweetest note on mortal tongue. Sweetest anthem ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus, amen. It's the only name, my friend. By it, many people have been saved. By it, many people have been saved. Brought to life, amen. What real life is, amen. Before by following Him and walking with Him, amen. Boy, it's Him that saves. Boy, I want to tell you something. You know, you ain't got to worry about nothing now. Amen. It's all in His hand. Let me tell you what, I've had a joyous year, amen. I've had some hard times. I've had some things go wrong, amen. I've seen some bad things, amen. But all the time, Jesus says, just keep going, son. I'll be there. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, He is able to do abundantly and above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, amen. I'll tell you what, He is worthy tonight of all praise and all honor and all glory, amen. Boy, I want to tell you what, He's got a name that's above every name. Amen. He's Abba Father. Amen. He's a second Adam. He's Advocate. He's Almighty. He's Alpha and Omega. He's Amen. He's the Ancient of Days. He's Anointed. He's Atonement. He's the Author and the Finisher of our faith. He's the Angel of the Lord. He's a Beloved Son. He's the Bishop of our souls. He's a Branch of David. The Branch of Jehovah. The Branch of Righteousness. He's a Bread from Heaven. He's a Living Bread and the Bread of Life. He's a Bride Groom and the Bride and Morning Star. He's a Carpenter. He's the Chief Cornerstone. He's Christ the Lord. He's Christ the Son of God. He's Comforter. He's Counselor. He's Creator. Amen. He died on the cross and was crucified. He's the Crucified. He's Day Spring. He's Deity. He's Deliverer. He's the Door. He's Emmanuel. He's Eternal. He's Everlasting. Amen. He's Faithful and True. He's the First Begotten. He's a fortress. He's a foundation. He's our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's a friend of publicans and sinners. Oh, let me tell you, He's worthy tonight. Amen. He's a gift of God. He's God. He's a Godhead bodily. He's the great physician. Amen. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the corner. He's heir of all things. He's a high tide. Amen. He's holiness. He's hope. He's a horn of salvation. He's a husbandman. He's the I am. He's the image, the express image of God. Boy, I tell you what, I like dwelling under His shadow. Amen. You know what that is? That's that image. Amen. Whoa, listen, that's that image of God. Amen. He is the express image of God. Amen. Boy, let me tell you what, He's the incarnation. He's the intercessor. He's Jesus. He's judge. He's the just one. He's judgment. Amen. He's the King of glory. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of kings. He's the King of peace. He's the King of righteousness. And He's the King of the Jews. Amen. I tell you what, you can't outdo Him tonight. Amen. Yeah. Ain't nobody like Jesus. You know what? He saved His people from their sins. Amen. Well, I tell you what, if He's able to do all that, amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. He's the Lamb of Calvary. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of glory. He's lawgiver. He's life. He's light. He's the lily of the valley. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's a living God. He's love. Amen. He's our Maker. He's our Master. He's our Mediator. He's our Messiah. He's a mighty God, the Morning Star, the Most High, the Most Holy. Amen. He's in a north dwelling. Amen. He's seated on the sides of the north. He's in high and lofty places. Amen. Boy, I won't tell you. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's the Omega. Amen. Boy, He's the only begotten of the Father. He's potentate. He's a plumb line. He's a Prince of glory. He's a Prince of life. He's a prophet anointed. He's a priest, the great and high. He's the power of God. He's our propitiation for our sins, because He shall save His people from their sins. He's Rabbi. He's recompense. He's reconciliation. He's redeemer. He's redemption. He's refiner. He's refuge. He's a righteousness. He's our rock. He's our ruler. He's a rose of Sharon. He's a root out of dry ground. He's Savior. He's sanctifier. He's salvation. He's the shepherd. He's a good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. He's our shield. He's the Son of righteousness. He's a sure foundation. He's truth. He's the tree of life. He's the true vine. He's virgin born. He's the way. He's wisdom. He's witness. He's wonderful. He's the Word manifest in the flesh. Because He shall save His people from their sins. Amen. And then He's Zion salvation. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, He's everything from A to Z tonight. Amen. There's nobody like Jesus. I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad I met Him. Amen. He'd be worth doing if there wasn't no heaven and no hell tonight. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, He's worth doing, my friend, because He's the best friend I've ever had. He's loved me more than I knew how to love myself. Boy, He's mightier than the mightiest, amen. He's holier than the holiest. He's more righteous than the righteous, my friend. Boy, I won't tell you what, He's worthy tonight. Amen. He's purer than the pure. My friend, He brought me out of the slave market of sin. He brought us out to bring us in. He bathed us in His blood. He birthed us into His family. He suffered for our sin. My friend, He sacrifices and sets apart. He separates us from sin. And He satisfies the hungry soul. My friend, there's nobody like my Jesus. He saved me from my sins. Amen. Boy, I won't tell you what, His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. His grace is all sufficient. His love is everlasting. He's the God of all comfort. Boy, I wonder, you trusted in Him this past year? Amen. What He meant to you on the last year? Amen. You know your sins are gone. Amen. You living, my friend, out of the dominion of sin. Amen. Boy, I won't tell you, you got plenty of good reason tonight. He's saved to the uttermost. He's a friend of publicans and sinners. He's mighty to save. He suffered for our sin, my friend. He brings us to the banquet. He calls us to the feast. Amen. Where we feed on Him. Amen. Boy, I like to feed on Him, man. I like it when He comes to me. Woo! He's kept me going, amen, all these years. Them old fellas where I got saved, they said, oh, yes, man, we'll see you in 6 months. Yeah, we'll see you a little while later, amen. But I'm going to tell you, I've been feeding on him. Woo! It's been good, brother, amen. I tell you, I got something to go on, amen. I got a reason to go on. I got a purpose to go on, amen. It's called Jesus Christ. Because he saved me from my sins. He pulls us out of the mire. He sets our feet on a solid rock. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. He'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Amen.